Exodus chapter 19, verse 4. It says, "Ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bear you on eagle's wings, and I brought you unto myself." The Egypt is a metaphor to represent the world in a spiritual sense. Our children are going to interact in Egypt. They will deal with Egyptians. But God has a different culture or different approach and attitude to those in the market, to the Egyptians and to the Jews or to the children of God. As they go into this world to practice and also to engage and commence their life career, we are putting them to God that God will bear them up in the eagle's wing, on the eagle's wings. Let's lift up our hands and just give God thanks. It's our annual event to celebrate our graduating students as they exit the college to begin to participate and work in the workforce. It's a different terrain completely. There is no protection. It's just a wild pack. Father, we thank you for how you took them through and brought them to this. Daddy, as they go into this workforce, you will extract them and bring them to yourself. They will be in you and with you. We give you thanks, Daddy. In Jesus' name we pray. Please have your seat in his presence. The next 10 minutes, we administer the release of eagles. Effort is not enough. Bible says, except the Lord build the city, build the house, the builder labor, but in vain. Except he watches over the city, the watchman stays up in vain. Bible also says, it is in vain you wake up early and you go to bed late. You eat the bread of affliction where you wear yourself out. But God give rest to his beloved. That rest is not sleeping at home. The true rest is result, by the way. You will be restless if you are not getting result. But when you get result, Bible says, the labor, rest is sweet after labor. When you are generating result, that's rest. Hallelujah. My prayer is that you won't labor without rest. In the name of Jesus. This year, we thank God for how God is helping us in Lighthouse. Let's give God a hand clap. And you haven't seen anything yet. So just don't die, amen. Praise God. Because if we are looking to see what we are seeing, then you need to be alive, amen. So please do all you can. Eat well. Don't be anxious, in Jesus' name. We thank God. Sister Buki was the last doctor we had, right? Yeah, that's some couple of years or so ago. To God be all the glory. This year we have doctors. We have two physicians. They are in absentia. They are doing their residency to the glory of God. And we are just so thank God for their lives. We thank God for their lives. This year, I bring them a word and a charge. In the world, it's a different kingdom. Bible says we are in the world, but not of the world. The operating governance over our life is different. Bible says, if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. So he doesn't want us to, he wants us to interact, but not in the world's way. Because the world passes away and their methodology. Acts chapter 2, Isaiah chapter 2, verse 1 to 4. He said, in the last days, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be exalted above all mountains and above all hills. And all nations and people shall flow into it. Verse 3. And many people shall say, come, let us go to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. Lighthouse. You see, we need to get it right in church because the world is waiting for us so that they can learn from us. Don't forget that. That's what we come up at the end of. The mountain of the Lord's house will become the envy because every other thing in the world will fail. Somebody went to see the doctor. And the doctor says, hello, ma'am. She said, hello, sir. And the person replies back. He said, ma, not sir. And the doctor says, hello, ma, you have prostate. You didn't get the joke. You didn't catch it. But they will meet God where they left him. Are you here? Lighthouse. There is no gainsaying. Anybody who leaves God will come back and meet God where he left God. You remember the prodigal son? Yeah, God will move. Somebody said, God, you seem so far away. God said, you moved. I'm not moving. Bible says, let them come to the house of the God of Jacob. Can I tell you a secret? Church must become the envy. Amen. Church will become the envy by God. And they will say, let us go there that he may teach us his way, how he does things. And we will emulate him. We will walk in their path. Lighthouse, don't leave church. You know why? You'll be the only person out there because those you are going to meet are coming in. When we give, I thank God. God saved me early to the glory of God. And my cousins were doing it how they want it. Now, after many years, they came and met me. So thank God, I'm the one who was right all along. And that's what they will say of you in Jesus' name. He says, and we walk in his path. We will copy him. We will imitate him. We will follow them. We will emulate them. They will be looking at us to do how they are doing. That's what he says. We will walk in his path. He says, for out of Zion, out of Zion shall proceed, shall go forth the law. That law is not 50 on, don't do 50 on 30. That is the established order. You catch that? When gravity is a law, I mean, when you jump up, you come down, we describe it as a law, right? But because we discover that if you do it, that's what will happen. So they will find it that the established order to gain result we are looking for is what is taught in church. Praise the Lord. Lighthouse is an error for a Christian to envy a non-believer. It's an error. Are you here? Don't do that. Bible says for a righteous man to bow at the door of an ungodly person is a proof of a corrupted fountain. Hallelujah. It's a proof of a corrupted fountain. Can you help me get that scripture? It's in Proverbs. It said, a godly man bowing down to an ungodly person is a proof of a corrupted fountain and a troubled spring. Let me look for it. Sorry, ma. Proverbs 14:19. Let me get it. Thank you, ma. Proverbs. No, sorry, not that. Not that. Yes, ma'am. If you look at corrupted fountain, let's look at it. Corrupt, is it? Okay, hold on. 25, 26. Thank you. That's it. Thank you. That's it. That's scripture. Thank you, ma'am. Did you see that? He said, a righteous man falling down before the wicked. Aye. My God. Daddy, it puzzles me how people want to go play golf with people who don't come to church. You know, they say, I'm playing golf. You need that, know they should come to church. I mean, play golf by all means. But daddy, I mean, you know, for after I've golfed, they go and do fraud, insurance fraud. Set their business on fire to claim money. Out of Zion shall go for what? Please play golf as you want, but don't leave God. Okay, please. You know, anything you want to do, just do golf first. Okay. I'm not beating it down. I'm just saying that if that's where you are claiming your status symbol, it's not good. Go and play golf and bring them to church. You know why? Can I tell you a secret? All of them, everybody will end up here. Oh, my. Just don't die. You see? Anyway, let's go on. I have to move. I haven't prayed today. So we'll be praying for them in absentia. Parents will be standing in gap for them. It's also our culture to present them with a book they can, or with a gift rather, something they can take hold on and learn about. Our environment is changing very fast. This is a book, you know, they recommended to us in our office, and it's a very good book. It says, what got you here won't take you there. In the context of this, in the world, there's a way in the world. Okay. If I was going to be everything I am or I was when I qualified as an accountant, I would be obsolete today, totally not marketable. I will be totally redundant. As a matter of fact, there's nothing, only very light, very small part of what I studied is what I need to do my job now. There's need to retool and also upgrade perpetually. AI is a very strange and fearful competitor. The reality is real. My course of line, claiming to do you are doing bookkeeping, is redundant. QuickBooks will do that. It will generate that for you, sharp, faster than you will, without error. So you need to strategically reposition. So to these our graduating children, this is a book. It says, how successful big people become even more successful. We are presenting it to them in hope that they will understand the terrain that is around them at this point, so that they will need to upgrade and continue to retool and reevaluate their capabilities and potentials. My prayer is that they will lead the pack in the name of Jesus. So parents, please, they represent Mrs. Adedokun, please come. Church, let's stand up. If you don't mind, you can join her there. Sorry. And let's stretch hands and represent these children. There are many more coming. And those ahead of them will not fail, they will not fall. In the name of Jesus. Jacob said to Joshua, the blessing of thy father has prevailed. The blessing of thy father has prevailed. Let's lift up this graduate unto God, that they will not be cut down. God will bear them up in eagle's wings. They will only see them rising and flying. As the Lord liveth, they will not see them broken. Nothing will clip their wings. But God will cause them to rise above storms, treachery at work, envy and gossip of men, conspiracy. As they could not get or limit Daniel, despite all conspiracies, God will save them from being cut down. Amen. Their licenses will not be withdrawn. Amen. They will not make mistakes. Amen. They will bring to bear new inventions. Amen. People will follow them to church. Amen. They will ask them, how are you doing it? They will let them know it is the Lord's doing. Amen. Daddy, we present these children to you. They will live and practice long. Amen. Bible says, in old age they shall be fat and flourishing. Amen. They will bring forth fruit. Amen. Let that which they need to do to be ahead of the game be delivered to them. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Dr. Adedomala Adedokun, the Lord bless you. Amen. The Lord keep you, make his face shine upon you, bear you up on his wing, and bring you to his side that he may walk with you. Amen. And bring you to himself that he may teach you. Amen. And bring you to himself that he may lead you. Amen. That he bring you to himself that he may preserve you. Amen. In the name of the Father, Amen. The name of the Son, Amen. The name of the Holy Spirit. Amen. That's for Damola man. Bless you. To make sure I don't get okay. Father Lord, we thank you. We thank you for Dr. Adeshewa Olabode. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy upon our life. We pronounce that the Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you. Bear you on eagle's wings and bring you to himself. Practice medicine with you. Walk by your side. Your license will not be withdrawn. People will trace out to do it to you. In the name of Jesus. You will live long and practice long. In the name of Jesus. Let the blessings of God distinguish you. In the name of the Father, the name of the Son, the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Congratulations. We thank God for engineer Adedamala, super engineer, my people. Super engineer. He was invited to a very unique program, finished from IT, and invited to a very unique program in UK, being everywhere. He was in Spain at some point, right? We thank God extremely for him. He's doing a very... Anyway, he will come one day and greet us. Amen. He was in California at some point. Went to do... Yeah, you know, I'm following some of these things. We are just so proud of him. He was highly, highly, highly distinguished. Father Lord, we thank you for Ade Dotun. Ade Dolakbo. We thank you, Lord, for how you... Bible says, their nobles shall come from the midst of them. My God, thank you for making these children noble. We bless you for their lives. We present them to you as a church. In the name of Jesus, I did the luck, but you will not fail. You will not fall. As the Lord liveth, you will not be cut down. You will not be cut short. As the Lord liveth, you will not be cut off. In the name of Jesus, the Lord grant you wings to soar and rise above the treachery of men, conspiracy of the people. But grant you grace and insight to see what others cannot see. And through you, lead others into new inventions, that Jesus might be glorified. In the name of the Father, the name of the Son, the name of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we prayed. Amen. Let's have this man. As our custom is, if they were here, we'll have anointed them. So we'll anoint their parents on their behalf, so that their hands will not fail them. In the name of Jesus. So, Mommy, you need to put that down, because you need one hand for one hand for the other. So God be the glory. Father, Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. It is with the heart we think. It is with the hand we produce. And God will think their thought for them. And their hand will work out the God's thought. In the name of the Father, the name of the Son, the name of the Holy Spirit. As the Lord liveth, this hand will not fail them. In the name of Jesus. As the Lord liveth, this hand will not put them in trouble. In the name of Jesus. This hand will distinguish them. Only our word shall they receive with these our hands. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, Lord, we thank you. On behalf of your daughter, this hand will not, nobody will die in this hand. As the Lord liveth, we raise people up. As the Lord liveth, he will only promote you more and more. In the name of Jesus. This hand will not fail. It will be sufficient to make you great. In Jesus' name. Father, Lord, let's just go ahead and give God thanks this hour. There's no one like our God. Father, Lord, we thank you. We give you glory and honor. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Please have your seat in his presence. Hallelujah. We have 8 minutes to sail. So fasten yourself out. Isaiah chapter 28. Verse 24. Isaiah chapter 28, NIV. Because I want to break it down. This is thy wisdom. Scatter the kumi. This is thy wisdom. Scatter the kumi. When a farmer plows for planting, does he plow continually? Does he keep on breaking up and working the soil? Verse 25. When he has leveled the surface, does he not sow caraway? In King James, it says black kumi. And do what? Scatter the kumi. Does he not plant the wheat in its place, barley in its plot, spelt in its field? Let's go on. Is God instruct him? Hallelujah. And teaches him the right way. Let's go to verse 28. This is our center. This is the crux of the matter today. Listen to this. To be successful as a farmer, grain must be ground to make bread. So one does not go on threshing it. You thresh wheat for a time, you release the grain so that it can be ground to make bread. So just doing the same thing repeatedly without going to next level is going to wound everybody. The person wants to eat bread is waiting. The person wants to make bread is waiting. You will make money from it. The person who is threshing it is not ending. Are you here? The wheels of a threshing cart must be rolled over it. I agree. But one must not use horses to grind grain. Lighthouse, this is the crux. You know, many times, suddenly, you want to solve a problem, or you create a new one. Say bad wisdom. Did you catch that? Oh, threshing is not bad. It's to remove the shells, right? But continue to do it for long, we create new problems. The flour will not be ground, neither will the wheat be sold. But you claim you are working. You don't create a new problem, solving an old one. It's Satan that does that. Satan, maybe you don't know. If you go and meet a voodoo man, my people, let me tell you what they do. Okay? Are you here? You know I don't hide secret. Lighthouse, this is what they do. It's a trade. This is how they make their money. Daddy, if you go and meet a voodoo man, he will consult the spirit in charge. Okay? They're spiritual people. You don't know. Oh, yeah. It's a negative spirituality. Oh, how do you think somebody can walk in without a door? Oh my God. Anyway, wake up. You know, like you practice teacher and medicine, so people practice all this spirituality. You don't know our faith is a practice. Bible says holding fast the profession of your faith. Are you here? Daddy, when you go and meet a voodoo man, he will negotiate. Okay? They said he's looking for a child. Okay, give him a child, but kill the child after 5 years. Bible says the tender mercies of the wicked is cruel. Can you help me search it out? The tender, my people, don't go to Satan. You will solve a problem by creating. The tender mercies. Let me put it on the screen. The tender mercies. It says, the righteous care for the needs of their animals. They bring recovery. God will not let you down. He will save you. He will sort you out. But the kindest act of the wicked. You say you are blind. They will give you eye. Then rupture your heart. Say not me. Can we go back to Isaiah chapter? Because I have to close now. Isaiah chapter 28. Verse 27. Caraway. You know, by the way, this caraway is also known as black cumin. And cumin, they are spices. At the vigil, we talked about cumin. They are spices. They are, you know, like when you cook beef. Do you remember? How do you put spices in food? Say, I scatter it. Hallelujah. You know, if you don't scatter it, Lighthouse, you need to scatter this. So everything will go around. Amen. No part of your life will be gray, tasteless. That's what God is telling you and I. Scatter the cumin. Let every place be spice. You can't be having a healthy marriage, but you know, other part is bad. God does not take one to get exchanged. It's Satan that does that. You don't know people how they will get rich. Oh, people. Don't go there. Don't go there. I've told you the secret now. If you want to prove it, don't even come back here. Now, see this way. He said, Kumi, go and Google it. When we get to go and Google it. You see this Kumi on Google. It will bring it out for you. You see how tiny and slender it is. Black Kumi is not threshed with a sledge, an armor. At the video, I said, are you here, Lighthouse? Please get understanding. What God brings to us today is that you don't solve a problem by creating a new one. No, nothing will be well. It will be worse. You see an art on the door I shared with them, and you go and take Gagabu. You know what Gagabu is? Thank you, my sister. For an ant. Of course, you kill the ant, but you lose your house. Say not me. Are you here, Lighthouse? Only Callaway is not stretched with a sledge. Neither is the wheel of a cart rolled over Kumi. Google it. You know, you can verify anything now. Touch GBT will tell you, it will tell you everything, including what will happen. Kumi, very tender and light thing. But it's a spice. You see what he said? Caraway is beaten out with what? Let's stand up on our feet. And a Kumi. Oh my God. This is your wisdom. But how do you come about it though? Say God teaches him. Okay. You know where we are right now? Some problem shouldn't have been a problem. Except that in your treating Kumi, you use sledge. Bible says you brought this upon yourself. Say not me. He said, have you not brought this? Well, how do we come out though? Verse 29. All this also comes from the Lord Almighty, whose plan is wonderful, whose wisdom. Let me share something with you as you stand. You really want to solve a problem? Let me share with you how to do it. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 18. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 18. Have you left? Hallelujah. You don't treat Kumi with a sledge. The sledge you used took care of Kumi. Except even the Kumi now, you can't scatter it. Lighthouse, when you get home, go and reflect on this thing. We have a whole month to deal with it. Profound word. Anyway, just bring everything to God this afternoon. Say, God, sort me out. Let's go ahead and talk to God. Wisdom is better than weapons of war. But you see that sinner there? Is somebody who didn't do something right. A sinner will destroy how many goods? Much. Not only what you are seeking to correct, but much more. Here is my heart, Lord. I will worship you. Take my heart, Lord. Nothing else will do. You alone art worthy to be worshipped and adored. Here is my heart. Take my heart, take my heart, Lord. I will worship you. Mend my heart, Lord. I will worship you. Take my heart, Lord. Lighthouse, sorry, I have to close the service. But this is the God's word. You don't treat a Kumi with a sledge. Emphasis, you don't solve a problem creating a new one. The Bible says the end of that man will be worse. You remember that man that the spirit left him, unclean spirit, and he didn't do anything. The Bible says that man will go and look for seven. That's how Satan works. Change things now, okay? But let him help you going forward. Let's pray. Peter attempting to solve a problem when Jesus was being taken. Bible says he brought out his sword and cut the hair of one of the, as if to create a stir that we no go agree. But Jesus warned, he said, no. You know what Jesus did? He restored that hair before they could go on. So when those people saw that the hair of that guy was restored, they could not go in the world in that direction anymore. You know why? They will left what to be done undone, and they will face a new problem. But that's why we are here today. I shared at the gospel, I shared on at the vigil. Why are we in August? If you don't have the tape, go and get it. But one of it is that we may deploy new strategies. Strategy that wins. Jesus restored the air of that young man and look at Peter. He said, put your sword back in his sheath. If you live by this word, you will die by it. He was trying to solve a problem, but he created a bigger one, my people, bigger one. Daddy, only you can recover. Bible says you are the restorer of years. He said, I will restore the years that the cankerworms have eaten. Only to you can we come for refuge. You said, come to me, ye that labor and are heavy laden. He said, all of this is done by God, whose wisdom is magnificent. Thank you for bringing us to you today. Daddy, thank you for my... We are all of us, none of us is right. In our bid to create, to say what is in our mind, problem that was not existing before, we started a new fire. Lighthouse, a lady said, because her husband is cheating, she hit the street. Are you here? She said, I won't do that. She was a woman. She said, I saw turn 18. She went to hire a prostitute. She said, I want him to be a man. That night, the boy caught eight. You know, you see, many of these things, it looks like it's far away. But you don't know what anybody has, what anybody is going to. You see everybody driving, you don't know. That AC is to cool. It's not weather heat alone that is burning. There are other heat that is tearing people's. But thank God we can come to God. Like those people have attempted to solve problems. And they say, why did you have to go and hire a prostitute for your son? I said, I didn't know. I want him to be a man. Daddy, only you can. But you see, God will not cast anybody away. He gathered the outcast, the discontent, the disabled, the deceased. And out of that, he raised a mighty new army. Daddy, is that what brought us here today? Father, offload our weight in Jesus' name. Wash our error in Jesus' name. Lighten our heart in Jesus' name. Disperse our pursuers in Jesus' name. Let everything leave us with you in Jesus' name. Lord, you redeem the error of Peter. Father, by your word today, redeem every error in Jesus' name. They could not charge Peter anymore because the air was restored. Daddy, any pending charge, let it be cleared out in Jesus' name. Thank you, Papa. Grant us the spirit of your wisdom. Scatter kumi, spice our lives with wisdom. In career, in family, in finances, that even in personal health, Father, let the spice of heaven be upon it in Jesus' name. Let's come back next week renewed, refreshed, refired. Let's bring out the proof that we recovered. In Jesus' name we pray. Please stretch your hands towards me and pray for me. The Pharisees and the priests said, Only that this thing should not continue in Acts chapter 4. He said that there a notable miracle has been done by these people. We cannot deny it, and it's known to all people. But how it should not continue. Let's pray that God's work in lighthouse will continue. By all means. By all means. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Papa. Just pray for me that God will preserve my feet. I will not look around but look up alone to Him. Thank you, precious Father. Thank you for the prayer of the saints that they preserve us all till we see you coming. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, lighthouse, whatever God take charge of, let God take it forward, okay? Ask for His wisdom. There's something God did for me and my wife some time ago. I shared a testimony. When He told us what He would do, He said, don't ask, don't tell about the subject. Don't ask, don't tell. It was something we needed and we applied for. He said, don't ask. 90 days after daddy, that thing was delivered. So don't think nothing is working. But don't interrupt the process. I share the grace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy are following us all the days of our lives. We shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We love you. Have a good week ahead and be blessed. I have a God who never fails. I have a God who never fails.